Bismarck tried and tried again, and for 3 minutes Jack swayed and ducked and now and then blocked a punch with his open hand. Bismarck flailed away and never looked like hitting him, and everyone cheered and roared with laughter. Finally, Spotswood called time, and the German stood there, chest heaving and face crimson with his efforts, while Jack was as unruffled as when he started. "Don't mind 'em, mein Herr," says he. "There's none of 'em would have done better, most not so well. You're fast, and could be faster, and you move well for a novice." "Are you convinced now, Baron?" says Spotswood. Bismarck, having got his breath back, shook his head. "That there is skill, I admit," says he, at which everyone raised an ironical cheer. "But I should be obliged," he goes on to Jack, "if you would try me again, and this time try to hit me in return." At this, the idiots cheered and said he was damned game and a sportsman, and Percival said he wouldn't have it, and demanded that the bout should stop at once. But old Jack, smiling his crooked smile, says, "No, no, Tom, this fellow's more of a boxing man than any of you know. I'd not care to mill with anyone who didn't hit back. I'll spar, gentle-like, and when he goes home he can say he's been in a fight." So they went to it again, and Jack moved about now, smooth as a dancer for all his years, and tapped his glove on Bismarck's head and chin and body, while the other smashed away at him and hit nothing. I encouraged him by haw-hawing every time he missed, for I wanted him to realize what an ass he looked, and he bore in all the harder, flailing at Jack's head and shoulders, while the old champion turned, fainted, and slipped away, leaving him floundering. "That's enough," shouts someone. "Time out, you fellows, and let's drink to it." And there were several voices which cried, "Aye, aye," at which Jack dropped his hands and looked to Spotswood. But Bismarck rushed in, and Jack, in fending him off with a left, tapped him a little harder than he meant to, and bloodied his nose. That stopped the German in his tracks, and Jack, all crestfallen, was stepping in to apologize, when to everyone's amazement Bismarck ran at him, seized him round the waist, swung him off his feet, and hurled him to the floor. He landed with a tremendous crash, his head striking the boards, and in a moment everyone was on his feet shouting and cheering. Some cried, "Foul!" while others applauded the German, and they were the drunker ones. And then there was a sudden hush as Jack shook his head and slowly got to his feet. He looked shaken and furious, too, but he had himself in hand. "All right, mein Herr," says he. "I didn't know we was holding and throwing." I don't suppose anything like it had happened to him in his life before, and his pride was wounded far worse than his body. "My own fault for not looking out," says he. "Well, well, let it go. You can say you've downed John Gully." And he looked round the room slowly, as though trying to read what everyone was thinking. "Best stop now, I think," says he at last. "You do not wish to continue?" cries Bismarck. He looked fairly blown, but the arrogant note in his voice was there, as ever. Gully stared at him a moment. "Best not," says he.